Welcome to the She Did It Her Way podcast, where it's all about making the ultimate leap from your 9 to 5 and building a business and life you love, all while doing it your way. I'm your host, Amanda Bolin. Let's get started. Hello, my beautiful She Did It Her Way listeners. Welcome back to another episode of the She Did It Her Way podcast. Today, I have a special guest. Well, they're all special guests, to be honest. You guys are all amazing. The lovely Michelle Bishop. Michelle is a 28-year-old wife to John Bishop and mother to Rory Bishop. She is a world-class ISSA certified personal trainer and ISSA certified nutritionist located in Columbus, Ohio. She has been studying nutrition, supplementation, and the human body for almost a decade. Michelle spent 4 years in the bodybuilding industry that was fueled by a prior eating disorder known as nighttime eating syndrome. Michelle went on to compete as a national NPC women's physique competitor and dominated the stage for 4 years until she realized she was tired of being tied down to rigid training and routines and strict meals. After a couple of years of studying herself and breaking the chains that diet culture once had on her, Michelle then went on to coach and mentor thousands of women to food freedom, self-love, and maximizing their time in a physical training aspect. And now she has touched over 20,000 women through her program, helping women love themselves where they are right now while on the journey to find their undeniable confidence. Michelle, welcome to She Did It Her Way.
Hi, I am so excited to be here today. Thank you so much for the awesome introduction. And I am just excited to pour into your ladies today. And once again, thank you again for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm super excited. I mean, tell us in your own words, your journey from a high level. And then what I'd love to do is spend time talking about your journey, the emotions, the aspects of it and everything. And then we'll kind of round it out with some of the business strategy, tactics, things that you've done to scale your online business.
Absolutely. So I actually have been an entrepreneur for over a decade. I always joke with people, you know, some people are like, how did you become like this? And for many people, I think it's something that can be taught. And I believe anybody who has the desire to work for themselves or, you know, have a mission and make it come to life, they can totally do it. But I luckily have had life breathed into me through my mom and dad since I was a kiddo. And I tell people I had a rock business when I was 3. I was doing lawn care. And right out of high school, I decided, you know, this is the way I want to build my life. And so I followed in my dad's footsteps. And this journey has been nothing short of a roller coaster. Mm-hmm. And the beautiful thing is a lot of people, they know me through social media. I think I started Instagram back when I was 20. So for 8 years now.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Wow. For 8 years now, it's been like every single day sharing my life, my story. I mean, everybody knows everything from my mom and dad's name. When people meet my parents, they feel like they're like, oh my gosh, Papa D, I feel like I'm part of your family. And that is the exact journey that I've always wanted to take them on. I used to use Instagram as really a personal diary, you know, back before, you know, followers were a big thing. And I remember seeing this one girl who had like 6,000 followers. I was like, how did you get that many people to see your page? And it was just at one point, it was such a dream. And it was something where it seemed so unattainable. But through, you were talking before, you know, just through being vulnerable and transparent and just really sharing that journey of hope. I really didn't have much to offer people back then. I just wanted to openly share my story and kind of, this is the direction I'm going to go. And you know what? I'm going to freaking share it. And I'm going to just go for it. And these ladies have watched me from literally working in corporate gyms to building an online gym where, you know, back in the day, we had over 300 women worldwide. We had a licensed dietitian. I was in the bodybuilding industry. And then I had this huge come to Jesus moment. And for 2 years of my life, I tell people I went on a wilderness walk and I was just searching like, where am I supposed to be? Because clearly I am not meant to be in bondage. I am not meant to not have date nights. You know, I'm ready to eat cookies with my husband and be able to drink the wine. And I am just ready to not live so restricted. And so I started living that lifestyle. And my husband kept saying, he's like, you need to take it to these women. Like, you have something that these women need. And so we just started playing around with our mission. And one day I wrote our manifesto and it was so powerful. And I said, you know what, if I get a couple girls, that's awesome, but at least we're doing this thing together. And we've touched over now 20,000 women through our program. It has been amazing. We started, it'll be 3 years, December 17th for the Ladies Edge. And it's just been an amazing, incredible I mean, it's the fruits of it have been more than I could have ever imagined, but it really started with just having a passion and not sure, you know, where on earth I was going with it. But every day I just, you know, kept moving in that direction. And along with that has come so much, you know, business wisdom and trials and hardships. And it's been an incredible journey. But long story short, that's kind of, you know, a recap of the last 10 years.
Well, I love it. And it's always such a great, I love when guests come on the show and share their stories and talk about how it's been this multi-year, sometimes decade journey, because it can be so easy. And including myself, I fall, I succumb to this as well. And sometimes I have to do a reality check. You know, you see people at a certain stage of their life and their business success. And we're like, oh my gosh, it like happened overnight. And the truth is nothing happens overnight. The transformation is a journey. And for you, the 2 years that you spent in the wilderness and had the coming to Jesus moment, like that probably had to be some challenging times because you're testing your identity and what you believed, who you were or who you are at that time.
Yeah. It wasn't an easy time. And I think it's so much easier to kind of talk about it and laugh on it and just be like, you know, what a hard time that was. But when you're going through it, especially, you know, when you build a following, you know, a lot of people, it's almost like they expect to know, you know, what's going on in your life now and where your heart is and head is. And it's just a hard time because you are so defined by one thing and you come out of that and you're kind of just like, who am I? You know, like I was so wrapped into my old lifestyle. And so I came out and I was like, I just really need to figure out who Michelle Bishop is. And it was the hardest time of my life, but because I took that time to really search my soul and see who I was, like, these are the fruits because I went through that hard time. It's incredible. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So you started Ladies Edge 3 years ago in 2017. Talk to us about the process of fleshing out. Okay. You have this amazing, you started out on Instagram. It's crazy to say that Instagram was around 8 years ago. Cause when I think about it, I mean, I look back on the times when I was involved in it's called Go Blog Social with a few friends out of Kansas City. And they were all bloggers at the time. And I was not like a blogger. I was doing freelance consulting and they were all up on this Instagram. And I was like, yeah, no, I don't do Instagram. And now I'm like, what the heck was I thinking? I should have been all up on Instagram 8 years ago. Yeah. Right. Yeah. How did you decide to package your offering in the way that it is now? And has it changed? Like, did you do discovery? What did that whole process look like?
You know, I'm going to share something that I think is going to make a ton of people's jaw absolutely hit the floor, but
love it.
You know, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, but talk about really knowing who you are, because, you know, at one point my Instagram had 264,000 women. That's what I hit, you know, the top. And I have lost, I'm at 210,000 now. And hear my heart when I say this, my Instagram skyrocketed over 150,000 people in a matter of probably 4 or 5 months back when I was literally on my journey to go pro. At that point I was very, 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 I mean, I love who I was. I mean, I'm not ever going to, you know, shame her, but I was always posting, you know, bikini pics and just, I was your typical bodybuilder. I, you know, it was all about me. It was all about my nutrition and food and, you know, living life. It was like meal plan, meal plan, meal plan. And that was the culture and community that I had built. And those people, like, you know, they eat, sleep, and breathe training as well. And so when I did this complete change where I just surrendered and literally I said, like, I fell to my knees so hard because I was consumed with eating disorder. I had nighttime eating syndrome and I was just so done with it. I literally left the competing world. I made a video. It's on YouTube. And I just had this moment where I said, I'm done. And when I turned and went the other direction, people just started falling off because they did not like what I had to say because I was not about that lifestyle anymore. And I wasn't shaming it, but I was not for what I used to do or what I used to think or the mentality because it got me to such a dark place. And I tell women all the time, I said, you know, you see a lot of these fitness girls and God love them. You know, they think that they've reached this peak, but deep down, a lot of them are still searching for this happiness. And that's exactly where I was. I was at this place of complete, you know, I was in the best shape of my life. I was competing and I seemed so strong to so many, but I was so lost. And so along this journey of becoming an entrepreneur and building this new brand, I've lost so many people. And along that journey, I've had to tell myself, you know, you are no less valuable and you still have so much to offer. And so I think it's so important for people to remember because to anybody that's an ego hit, to anybody to lose that amount of people and think, you know, gosh, like, what am I doing wrong? I wasn't doing anything wrong. My message was so polarizing, one direction, and I literally went all the way to the other direction. I have just been basically weeding out those who don't believe in my mission and direction anymore, and my warm market has gotten so warm because they deeply believe in what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And so with the Ladies Edge, I tell people all the time, when I started the program to this point today, I've never wavered in my message. And I tell girls, I know a lot of you guys, when I, you know, told you that I was going to take on this mission, at first it was just like, oh, that's cool. We'll see what Michelle does with this. But I mean, the momentum that we have picked up, because we're going on 3 years strong of every single day being who we say we are and just continuing to truck along, like the momentum that we're picking up is unbelievable. And I will tell you this, even though quote unquote, my following dropped, mm-hmm. our business is the most successful by a long shot than I was with any other business prior, even though quote unquote, Instagram doesn't reflect it. And so I just think that's so important for people to remember, is that your message and your passion, all of that, just know that if you're moving in the right direction, a lot of those other things that seem like they matter so much, like they don't always mean everything.
Yeah. Okay. So I want to unpack this a lot. And thank you for sharing that, because there's so many things. I mean, for starters, with the loss of the followers in the identity shift, I'm sure a lot of the listeners can relate to that underlying process of, you know, they go from being in corporate and having a corporate identity, and then no longer does that role serve them. And so you shed what you once were. And that is so scary and so vulnerable, because you're almost exposing yourself for rejection.
Yeah, you're right.
And that is so incredibly powerful. But I would have to imagine that the moment that you made the decision to be like, this is no longer my truth, this is no longer how I want to show up, it had to feel like a weight was lifted.
Oh, it's the best thing. I'm walking in my freedom, and I will never expect anybody to understand why I'm moving in the direction that I am. But I am telling you what, my girls who have followed me every step of the way, like I'm telling you, there is such mad respect there, where they've seen me walk it out, you know, losing the people and the haters that have come along, but they know my truth, because we share the same values, the same morals, the same beliefs. And so they see how hard it was to walk that out. So I think as long as you 100% are being true to yourself, you can look back someday and say, that was not an easy journey. But I just think about how powerful my story is now, and I'm like, gosh, like we freaking did it. Like our business is a huge success, and I got here regardless of all of that had to take place to shed for me to really become like who I meant to be.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing that you said too, I mean, even though your following went down, your business grew. And it's so important that it's not about having the most followers and one of the things, and I'll say downloads for podcasting, I used to obsess about the number of downloads that we'd have. And then I realized, I'm like, the downloads themselves don't, I mean, yes, it matters to an extent, but what's more important is for me to show up authentically in alignment with my mission, and she did it her way, than trying to capture the masses.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And that would drive you nuts.
Yeah. And so I always recommend, like when I work with students, I'm like, it's not about getting to 1,000 or 10,000 followers. It's about engaging with the right people that you can help within your business and staying focused. And it's one of those things, and like, I forget what book I read it, but it's how you take care, or maybe it was at a Tony Robbins event. I don't remember, but it was along the lines of treating, like how you treat $100. Like if you can't treat $100 a certain way, like why do you think that you're going to treat $10,000 a certain way? Right. And I think it goes the same way about people following. Even if there's one set of eyeballs on you and you think that, you know, it's not enough, then what makes you think that you're going to treat 10 times the amount of followers or eyeballs? And so it's so important to go back to the basics and just engage with people.
That's right. It goes to show we have affiliates and stuff that we do, you know, monthly throughout TLE. And we worked with this one gal, and it was just crazy because she had 80,000 followers. And you know, then we worked with some that had like 25 and 30. And I mean, there's been multiple girls with big variations, and it's just incredible to watch, like just because a huge number is up there, you think, you know, wow, they have so much pull X, Y, and Z. But some of these gals with, you know, those littler quote unquote little. I mean, Instagram, I mean, 1 million is not, you know, if everybody's getting, I mean, it's just like, wow, look at everybody. It's so amazing. But I will tell you what, those ones who are so genuine to their culture and they just love on what they have, we have been blown away with what those quote unquote, what you would say smaller followings, the impact that they have on their women. Like, we see so many women joining our program through them. And I'm like, wow. So it just has shifted. Once again, it's been that it's reaffirmed that the number does not matter. It's the impact that you're putting on these people and the, what word am I looking for? The influencer, the influence you have on them. And the number really, at the end of the day, it is not what makes everything. It's been so cool to see that.
Yeah. Such a good lesson. I feel like we could talk all day about that. talk to us then about, okay, so the Ladies Edge, what is it? Tell us, you know, what is the program? What's all included? And then kind of just so we can get an idea of, you know, what's possible, especially when it comes to this online space that we're in, especially with COVID. And I think more people we're seeing, you know, we're being forced to do a lot of things online and do them virtually. And so providing sort of this, here's what's possible, here's how you can build a business is so important to see right now.
Absolutely. So it's been, the Ladies Edge, we are an online women's fitness program. And like I said, you know, it's been a decade of just building this message and building the brand. And it's been baby steps. It wasn't like I just woke up one morning with the TLE vision. It's been a lifelong, it's been a journey of struggles to really build it. And we do workouts at home, 23 minutes a day. That's kind of what we stand behind. And we have just the most, like I said, if you can probably feel me smiling as I'm talking, but we say we are the most epic sisterhood on the planet. And as silly or corny as that may sound, like, it is so freaking amazing what we've built. And I mean, girls are bridesmaids and girls' weddings. And it's just, we've had girls fly over 48,000 miles to go see each other. When we do our events, we have girls coming in from different countries. And it's just, we all know each other. And I think that's the beauty of social media and online stuff is you can literally build such authentic relationships where you meet in person. And it's not even weird to throw your arms around somebody and just be like, oh my gosh, it's freaking you. And yes. It's so amazing. And that's really what we are. I mean, we are so much more than just a workout program, but we, like I said, we burn our meal plans. We've stepped away from dieting. We eat our cake and cookies too. We fuel our body with the best. We say we got rid of the pressure of having it all together. And a lot of us are moms, you know, that's just kind of the age that I am and, you know, kind of what I've attracted to the program, but it's just all of us going through a lot of life struggles, but we hold ourselves to that higher standard that we're not sloppy, that we are intentional. And it's just amazing. We say you are worth 23 freaking minutes a day. Show up. And it's so cool because I think so many people feel that they have to be in the gym for hours a day. And after me building that lifestyle for so long, I'm like, listen, I've done hours in the gym every day. And here I am doing 23 minutes a day, living my best life, drinking my hot and dirty margaritas. And I feel absolutely amazing. And what matters the most is that I'm internally happy. And so that is a little bit about TLE. And you know, to talk about success in such a sad and frustrating time that we're all in, it's just like, gosh, you know, when are we going to get out of this? The online space has truly been such a blessing to us. And it has been so amazing for a lot of our girls. They say, we feel like not really much has changed. And, you know, in my day to day, we are an online program and we work out at home. And so we've not been in the gym atmosphere. And so a lot of our girls, they've had this as kind of that rock during this unstable, unknown time, they can still rely on us. And so I think that this is an opportunity where a lot of people are being forced to go online and find ways. And I think a lot of people are also figuring out that it is a really cool place. It's kind of scary because, like you said, there's a lot of people out there who have done it already. And you think, well, I can't do it because so-and-so else has already done it. My thing is just as long as you are authentically yourself and you differentiate yourself and you come up with your own thoughts that there's something for everybody out there. It's not like everything belongs to that one person. There is something out there for every single woman on here. It's like, get out there because you can have a piece of the pie too. You just have to go out there and do it. But at the end of the day, just be authentically yourself and differentiate yourself. Make sure your message is your message. And that's one thing that I've had to do really, you know, work on is removing a lot of the girls that are in my line of work, not seeing their social feeds, because it's so funny how, you know, you'll see them and you're inspired by them, but all of a sudden, like their message, you're like, you start speaking it and you think it's yours and you're like, wait. Yes. And it's just natural because you read it all the time. So make sure that your voice isn't so-and-so's voice.
But that is That is so powerful too, because it, going back to what you're saying, I countless times, and I did this as well too. It's you want to offer, let's take online, you want to offer Squarespace website services, right? And then you see someone else who does the same thing and you're like, oh my gosh, I don't want to copy them. I can't possibly do the same thing. And it, the truth is that there's total repetition of services, but nobody can offer the services in the way that you do. And I love that you say, like, showing and saying, okay, I know that I'm inspired by people who are, would be potential competitors, but yet at the same time, you know that then if you expose yourself to them, yes, you start speaking that. And so I think it's giving you, listeners tuning in, the permission that you don't have to follow or engage with people if it's going to derail you from showing up, of being your best self. And I don't think that there's nothing wrong with that. It's a constraint that you're putting into your life. And I agree with that too. I know, you know, if I'm in a vulnerable state and I start scrolling social media and I start seeing other things that, like, people are doing, in which, by the way, like, it's not from a competition standpoint because you're happy for them, but there's still going to be that underlying influence from a subconscious standpoint that you're absorbing, that sometimes it's too costly.
Yeah. So, and it's frustrating. You never want to be that girl. Like, you never want to be the girl that took, because it was a genuine intention. So on both ends, I mean, it's just, I hope my competitors know that I respect them enough to have my own thoughts and come up with my own thinking. And my business partner, one day I said, hey, did you see so-and-so stuff? Like, that's freaking genius. It's so cool. He's like, oh no, you know, I don't look at their stuff because I don't want their stuff popping up on my Facebook. Like, he wants nothing to do with their message because we want everything to be 100% our thoughts. And so at some point you can use them to get inspired, but I'm like, at some point you have to start really thinking for yourself. And so, it's been cool. People say, look to those people for inspiration, but I've also had to get them out of my view so I can really start thinking for myself too.
Yeah. What are three things, like, actionable items you would recommend to new business owners starting out that they can do right away?
Yeah. So first one, is whatever field of work that you're in, as silly as it is, but it's go for the no, and 100% just keep trying things. And I tell people, every single door that's ever opened, you know, even if you have a door open right now and it may seem like it's a little absurd, I say, just open it. I mean, just walk through it and just see what's available for you. You may learn from it. You may say, nope, that's not where I want to go, you know, X, Y, and Z, but I have opened so many doors to get to where I am today. And so everybody who starts, I say, don't say no to an opportunity because it seems like something that's weird or foreign to you. Just go for it. Like, if it's somebody says, get on a podcast, or, hey, you know, do you want to work with us and collab with us? Try stuff, put yourself out there. And then the next one is, I think this is the most important, but it's find counsel. So, you know, if you know what you're doing and you're passionate about it, it's finding counsel that you can go to, and people that you actually 100%, like, they're good in your line of work. Just because, you know, your mom's great at finances doesn't mean she's a social media expert and she knows how to handle these hard times. And so I personally, like, I've had business coaches and mentors of mine where in these hard times, at the end of the day, I will speak to them and know that, you know, they know the heartbeat behind a lot of it. So sometimes we get in our own heads and we think emotionally, and you can't think from that point. So counsel has always been huge for me. So just seeking out, like, who is going to be that person that I go to, and just understanding that they're going to probably tell you stuff that stings sometimes, but you have to take, you know, their word and understand it's for the better of your business. And the last one is just personal growth. I think, as cliche as that is, if you, you know, want to be out speaking or, you know, influencing, or I feel like that's kind of the realm of the world where people are listening to this podcast right now because they want to grow. But you cannot pour from an empty cup. And I can't tell you how many times I've gotten on the phone with my coach, my business partner, and I talk to him and I get so frustrated because I'm like, oh, I have nothing to give right now. Like, I'm like, oh, I just feel like, and I always just feel like I hit this wall. And he says, when's the last time you read a book? When's the last time you listened to a podcast? And it's because I get so busy, and I'm sure you do too. It's like the grind never stops, and that's a good thing. But at some point you have to take 30 minutes when you wake up, and you have to get yourself in that right state of mind so that when you're talking to people, you're sharp, you've got something to offer. Because all too many times I've gotten in a place of just, you know, being drowning basically by work. So I would just say, stay sharp, you know, personal growth, find somebody that you can lean on in those hard times, and 100% just get started. Whatever opportunity is in front of you right now, open that door and see what it's all about.
Yeah, I love that you gave that one too for the actionable actions. It's always such a good reminder as well that, especially when we're starting out, it's so easy to want to think, okay, well, I want my business to look this way in 6 months or a year. And if I don't know for sure that it's going to look that way, then why am I even starting? Right. And yeah. It's kind of like being comfortable with navigating the uncomfortable and the uncertainty of what it's going to bring, and being so certain in the commitment of that you're going to see it through, and being comfortable with being told no, because, yeah. And I know for you, a quote that you love, that the path of success is paved in failures. Mm-hmm. And I would love for you to share more on that in terms of like, how has a failure set you up for later success?
Yeah. I mean, my bodybuilding career, I mean, it, I don't want to say that it turned into a failure, but I had high hopes. You know, when I was 19, I wrote all my goals on a piece of paper, and one of them was to be on the cover of a magazine. One was to turn pro, and I didn't end up accomplishing those things, you know, and I stumbled, and I realized that the direction of my life that I had started to go in was not the right direction. And so, quote unquote, I would say I stumbled, and the path to success was covered by those failures, by those moments where I thought I've hit a dead end. And so you have to start from, you have to turn a new page. And so as much as it hurts, as much as, you know, you maybe start a company and it just is not what you thought it should be, I tell people, swallow your pride. You made a mistake. You tripped up. You thought it was a good idea. You hired a coach. You did this. Swallow it. It's another chapter to your book. And that's the only way that you can build strength, is by going through those hardships. And so I 100% believe that the wisdom, the success that I have today is only because I've said yes to so many things in my life, some of them ending in not so great ways, but it's 100% gotten me to where we are today. So I'm so thankful for all the failures. It's definitely not fun when you're going through it. Sometimes it feels like you're never going to rebound from it, but
yeah. Yes. Yes, it does. It totally
it
does.
Frustrating.
But that, wait, what was that?
But it's frustrating.
Yeah, it definitely is. And that's why I think I love that you said it with the three actionable items. It's so important to seek counsel and people in your sphere to also, one, help normalize it, but number two, to remind you that, hey, this is just a season and part of the process. And like, how can we change the way that we're looking at it so that it's not, we're not making it mean something that it's not. What's been one of the best pieces of advice you've ever received?
Honestly, well, probably one of the quotes that I think I gave you was, speak to a man as he is, he becomes worse, but speak to a man as he could be and he becomes what he should be. And I think that that's one of the most powerful things, because in anything, in business and coaching and leadership, you know, we're in the process right now of delegating and adding teammates on. And if I were to sit here and pick apart, like, this has been the hardest part of my business. Like, I'm good at my message. I'm good at what I do, but now I want to expand and I want to touch the masses, and I need a freaking team, and I need a team that's amazing. And I want a team that, you know, thinks and loves the way that I do this mission. And so if I were to take somebody under my wing and I were to speak to them how they are, they become worse. But if I speak to them as they could be, they're going to become what they should be. And so that is, you know, I speak to myself that way too. If I constantly am picking myself apart and telling myself some days I may totally suck, and if I speak to myself and beat myself up, I'm only going to get worse and I'm only going to come down on myself. But if I tell myself, hey, you know what, you knew this was going to be hard, and I constantly put those positive affirmations back in, I will become where I'm supposed to be. But I think that goes along with your haters. I think that goes along with your ladies, your community, your mission, every single thing that you do in this life. It's just one of my favorite songs by Toby Mac is Speak Life. And so if you're going to constantly speak, you know, death, or you just see somebody as they are and you treat them that way, they will never grow, and neither will you. So that's probably by far my favorite quote.
I love it. It's so important to always hold people to, it's kind of like this higher standard, and call them to into that next level.
Yeah. It's powerful.
And yeah. That is so good. Oh my gosh. Well, this has been amazing. I do still have a few questions from, like, okay, so you said operationally you're bringing people into your business and you're hiring. Talk to us kind of like how the day-to-day running the business and what it looks like for you.
Yeah, it's been really hard. You know, I finally found a personal assistant, and at that point it was just a decision of, I was dropping the ball too much, and I came to a point where I knew that I was going to have to pay and bring somebody on and coach them up, which also took time out. But I knew for me in this season of my business that I need to do what I do best, and that's speak, and that's connect with women, and that's to create, and it's not to be doing the admin stuff like emails or things that even drain my peace, you know, seeing some of the hate stuff. And it's just, I should not be on any of that. Anything that wraps me from my peace is not something that I should be handling at this point. And so I made the decision to bring somebody on to really handle that stuff and just to 100% light me on fire. And so, that's been a really hard process, because it's stepping into a boss role and finding that fine line. I call it the fine line, but between friendship and business. And I have had, you know, I had three hires before my first, you know, this assistant now, and those ended because I don't think that I was able to differentiate boss and friend. And it was really hard to have those conversations and really express what I wanted. And so once again, it's just, that was failures, right? It's things that they don't go the way that you wanted them to, but here we are. And I freaking did it. I have an amazing assistant now. And our day today is, it's so amazing. You know, as we're building this team, I don't know what platforms all of you guys use, but you know, my business partner is amazing and he's total, you know, tech geek. He freaking loves it. He thrives on it. But you know, he wanted us to use Trello for the longest time, and we had Peng Jun is awesome, and we invested into his Trello systems, and we finally realized like that's just not how we operate. And so we started doing a shared notes. And as crazy as this is, I recommend you guys trying it if you have team, but we share notes. So basically my designer, who's my business partner as well, Terica, my assistant, me, our fulfillment guy, we all have notes for ourselves individually. And it's so cool, you guys, but we do notes from Michelle, notes from Terica, notes from my assistant. And we have places where we can jot on each other's notes. So if basically Chris needs to know about a return, Terica can go to his notes and update it. And as soon as stuff's updated, it moves to the top. He gets notified. And then we do our daily to-dos. And every day we have our daily to-dos. And at the end of the week, we reflect on them. And then we rewrite the next week. And no balls have gotten dropped. And it's been so freaking incredible because, you know, Lacey's on emails and then we're doing podcasts and we're just coordinating all these things where if you don't have a fine-tuned system, your ball will get dropped and you're going to slow down. And so my word for the year was accelerate. And I was like, how can I accelerate our processes? How can we become a fine-tuned machine where we're literally just turning stuff over left and right? And so however that note system could possibly work for you guys, I mean, totally switch it up to, you know, what fits you guys best. But
do you do this in Evernote or is it just like Google Notes?
No, just notes. Apple Notes.
Oh, those notes. Okay.
Yeah. And so it updates through our phone, it updates through our computer, and it is the coolest thing. So we share a lot of stuff. Like if we have a big launch coming up, we just launched supplements. We had a note that we shared that called Dash, and all of our social media images were in it. I mean, it's intense. Like we run everything out of our notes, but it's right there. It's the click of our fingers. It's not like going to www.trello.com and logging in, like, boom, you open it and you're just firing and you can drop images in there. And so it has literally helped us with three huge launches that we just did. So yeah, that is like probably one of my biggest, like, day-to-day pieces of business advice when it comes to us actually functioning really well. Now, obviously, if we're a team of 20 or 30, we probably are going to have to change that. But right now, like in the season of business that I'm in, it has been so successful. And that's what we do.
I love it. I mean, I love how simplified it is. It's not overcomplicated, convoluted process that you're like just trying to manage and it works for you. And that is so important too. Like, even, you know, as an example, people trying to find the best planner, and it's like the best planner is the planner that you use.
Yes.
And that's what matters.
I've never used a to-do list. And that thing is like at the top of it, I have my upcoming dates. I have dates for the month and I have everything there. And when that date arrives, I just drop it into my daily to-do. It's like my assistant goes in my notes and updates my dates. It's so perfect. And so, yeah, hopefully that helps somebody on here and makes their life a little bit easier.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. Let's talk about a little bit of a rapid fire round. So anything that comes to your mind right away. So first question I have for you is, what is the best $100 or less purchase one can make in their business?
Okay. You asked me this and I did not even know. And I was going to be funny and say like a box of tissues and energy drink, because you know what, like you're going to need all the energy and you are going to cry and it's totally okay. And I don't even know what else. I was like, what else do other people put for this? This is such a fun question, but I don't know. I'm just like, girl, get your tissues, you know, open up a can of
whoop. Suit up.
Yes. And drink your caffeine because it's about to get crazy.
Yeah. I love it. What's been one of your favorite books? It doesn't have to, it can be business, fun, nonfiction, fiction, doesn't matter.
I think one of them is Lioness Arising. It's a Christian book, but it's about women becoming, you know, who they are and finding that lioness within. And Lisa Bevere is absolutely amazing. So if any of you guys are struggling to find your inner lioness and really kind of find your voice, it is so amazing and it totally lights a fire under your butt.
Love it. What is one thing, like where's one place or thing that you get your inspiration from?
Honestly, that's a great question. I don't even know if I have an answer for that right now. I would say it's a combination of everything, you know, seeing what other people are doing and then stepping out and trying to make it authentically your own. Just kind of seeing where the world's going, because constantly I'm inspired by different ways that people are doing things, different ways that people are innovating. And so I see that and then I break off and think, how could that implement into our business? And I don't even know. Some people are like, how do you guys come up with your crazy ideas? And I'm like, I don't know. I spend a lot of time in my own head. And in my head, I always say, brain, you are crazy, because I did not know how you came up with that. But I truthfully, I think quiet time and just being inspired by other people. But then again, just reflecting on how can I implement this into my business. And so I guess, I mean, that's probably where.
I love it. And yeah. Then the last question is, where can my listeners connect with you and find out more information about you?
So I am trying to get a lot better on my podcast. And so I'm so inspired by you because it's been something that has been that I just do for fun. And so I would love for you guys to come check us out. We are, I am the Be That Woman podcast. And it really is just helping you become the woman that you want to be, whether it is in your faith, whether it's in your fitness and health. And it's basically, I always tell people, I'm off the cuff. So if something is on my heart, I just jump on there and I just pour it out, and it's raw, it's real. It's not super, you know, it's me, it's just who I am. And so it's the Michelle Bishop that I put out for 10 years, and I'll continue to put me out. And so once again, thank you for being such an inspiration to me. I have been just loving looking at your Instagram page and everything that you do, and you are a huge inspiration. So Thank you again for having me on today.
Well, thank you. This has been absolutely amazing. And we'll go ahead and link to all of that good stuff in the show notes. Cool. So you guys can, the listeners can pop on over there and dig into all of that. So Michelle, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you and getting to know your story and your business and your journey. And I really appreciate it. And I know my listeners are going to love it too.
Well, best of luck to you. You guys are amazing. I freaking love Amanda just as much as all you guys do. So
thank you so much.
Yeah, we'll talk later. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed today's podcast episode, you can head on over to shedidithowaypodcast.com, where you can access the entire vault of She Did It Her Way podcast episodes and more information all about how to make the ultimate leap from your 9 to 5. And if you enjoyed today's episode, I would be so grateful if you headed on over to iTunes and left a review letting me know what you love about the She Did It Her Way podcast. Until next time, keep doing it your way.